The Prime Minister found herself drawn into the national outpouring of grief and anger in the wake of the Texas shooting. Jacinda Ardern has had a day of high-level political visits on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where all attention was on the tragedy at an elementary school in Texas. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, was there, and she filed this report.
It is such a pleasure, Prime Minister, to join in welcoming you to the United States.
In what's been described as the political equivalent of speed dating, Jacinda Ardern had one meeting after another, talking to, among others, former presidential candidate Republican Mitt Romney and senior Democrat Chuck Schumer. Still reeling from the Texas shooting attack, the American politicians each expressed their devastation at the loss and in some cases made the case for law reform. Another common theme was their personal connection to New Zealand.
My third son lives in Devonport.
My wife's mother is the cousin of Frieder Kontervasser, who's he's famous for a lot more in Austria than just designing public toilets in New Zealand.
My mother is Australian, which is close by.
Welcoming Ms. Ardern at the first photo op of the day, Democrat Senator for Georgia John Ossoff first reflected on the immense pain caused by the actions of the gunman.
There's no feeling like it. And the agony that the parents of children slaughtered in their school in Texas must be feeling right now is unfathomable.
Adding his voice to the calls for action.
We have to reform our laws to keep weapons out of the hands of killers, and we have to heal our national soul.
Ms. Ardern offered her perspective, having led the country through the aftermath of the March 15th shootings and the subsequent law changes.
If there is any message that I can share from that and take what you will from it, I believe change is possible.
Democratic Congressman Rick Larson is the co-chair of the Friends of New Zealand caucus. He's an advocate for gun reform, but even today was offering little hope for a substantive law change.
I don't think it will be, sadly. It's upsetting to me. It's frustrating. It's nowhere near as frustrating to me as it is to the families who've lost their children.
And a question to Utah's Republican Senator Mitt Romney, who's reportedly received around $13 million US from the gun lobby group NRA, about whether he'd support any changes to firearms law.
There are some gun reforms that I support. I think the red flag laws that a number of states have put in place are good ideas, and we'll be pursuing those.
But even as Ms. Ardern was asking about New Zealand's response, there were more overnight drive-by shootings in Auckland.
Do we have more work to do? Yes, we do. But I was more than happy to answer the questions that different representatives had on our experience.
While discussions about the shootings and gun reform were grim, one particular part of the day was a highlight.
It's probably my favourite today. Was one of the representatives who raised that they were aware of the Hundavasa toilets in Kawakawa because their wife was a relative of Hundavasa. Now, when someone has such an experience or at least knowledge of New Zealand that they can name a notable bathroom, I thought that was fantastic.
Tomorrow is the prestigious event this trip was planned around, delivering the commencement address at Harvard. As for the White House visit, the wait for confirmation continues.